who are listening. We are coming to you today from the very cool English faculty staff room. Today we have a great opportunity to talk to the author of the book, The Curious Incident of the Dog into the Nighttime, Mark Haddon. Hey Mark, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's my pleasure, thanks for having me.
So today, what I have planned for you is a simple question and answer interview about your book. Is that okay with you?
Of course, yes. Shoot.
Awesome. So tell me, why did you write this book?
Well, I have a passion for maths, and I've spent time working with people, just like my main character, Christopher. I saw the chance to do something that interests me, and something new and unique, so I went for it.
I see. Could you tell me, what's it like working with people who have autism?
It's interesting. As I'm working with them, they truly realise they are just human beings. I wanted Christopher to be a believable human being, just like some kids I worked with.
Does Christopher display a true condition of autism?
Everyone displays the disorder in different ways. After the book published, I got many letters saying I got it right, that I got Christopher to be a real boy. That surprised me, as I had done no research about the disorder before I wrote the book. The first letter I got was from an 18-year-old boy. It was like being inside my own head. It really opened a door into my mind that I have never opened. My parents now know who I am. Reading this letter really moved me.
Oh, that's so beautiful. However, I noticed you said you didn't do any research before you wrote the book. Do you think working with people influenced your understanding of the disorder?
Well, working with adults and children that had disabilities, I learned that they are only 1% of that disability and 99% of the rest of us. I also read many articles in the newspaper about Asperger's. Okay. That is all I needed to know about that, and I concentrated on making Christopher a believable human kid that loves maps.
Why did you choose Christopher to narrate the novel?
Having Christopher talk the way he does lets the reader interpret the world around us as they want. He doesn't put any emotion into the murder mystery novel. He doesn't tell people what to think, he tells them how it is.
Unfortunately, we don't have very long left, so I'll just ask one more question. So clearly, Christopher has a very unique way of telling the story. What did you find hardest about showing his perspective?
I would say the whole book, but if I had to narrow it down to one difficulty, it would be writing so bluntly. He was written to be detached from emotions. He just said things like, "Mumbo is dead and dog is dead."
That's very true. Well, I enjoyed the book and it was insightful talking to you today.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to answer my questions.
You're very much welcome.
And that's it for today for those who are listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and tune in to next week's episode where I get to interview the author of The Fault in Our Stars, John Green.